Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Good brother Kamaru Usman has joined Ebro. Laura Rosenberg, good morning, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you guys?
What letterman is that you got on there, kid?
Oh, this right here, this little thing? Oh, this me. This is my new line we just came out with. We just actually dropped this last week. So it's selling big right now. It's doing real well.
What's so the name? Hard. Put me Fire. On. I want that. I'm going to go buy that right now.
Yeah, what's the back look like?
This is a collaboration between myself and S Gents. Yeah. Nightmare.
And that's
Jackie.
Nigeria's colors too?
Yeah. You know, green, white, and green. So you can get them at Usman84KG.com. Go ahead, click the link in the bio and get that.
There you go. Get but yours, now, son.
UFC 268 is a big one at the Garden this weekend. You got our man Kamaru Usman taking on Colby Covington for the second time. You got Thug Rose Namajunas against Weili Zhang. You also have Gaethje Chandler. It is a big card. I guess the obvious question for me, Kamaru, is why are you bothering with Covington again?
Man, it's at the end of the day, I got mouths to feed. I gotta do what I do just to, you know, put myself in a certain stage to where I don't have to get punched in the face anymore. And that's kind of where I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where I am right now. It's about giving yourself that good enough cushion to be able to go on and do something else in life, to be able to, you know, uplift not just yourself, but your family, put them in places in positions to be able to be sustain each other, themselves forever. And, you know, that's what it is. Like, I just bought my mom and dad a new house. I just bought a new house. You know, I've got businesses. I've got things going on. So, you know, obviously this is my job. Fighting puts me in a place to be able to provide myself and my family a particular lifestyle. That's the only reason I'm dealing with this man, you know, because after I broke his face the first time, you'd think somebody would learn, but they see running their mouth. They're still running their mouth, so... All right, let's go in and let's do it a second time. Let me go ahead and break something else this time, and hopefully he'll get the hint.
How important is legacy to you as a fighter? I mean, you work so hard. You know, I know a lot of people hearing you talk about, I got mouths to feed, I'm buying a house, I'm buying this. But when you step in that ring, it's also about your brand, your legacy, and where your name sits in history as a fighter. Talk about that importance.
Yeah, that's very important. But for me, I don't dwell on it. I don't dwell on it right now because you got a lot of guys that they start dwelling on, they start looking at that, and they take their eye off the ball. You know, no disrespect to him, but I felt like that was kind of what plagued the former champion before me. He started, you know, I'm the best ever, I'm this, I'm that, you know. No, you taking your eye off the ball. You know, you want to be this, you want to be that, you want to be a rapper, you want to be all this, but you're forgetting what's really paying the bills right now. And that's not what I do. You know, legacy for me is something that when I'm done, people can look back on my body of work and be like, oh, wow, he was the truth. He did it all. And the only way for that to happen is me to continue to do what I do, rack them up step by step at a time. And that's what I'm doing right now. As long as I go on and I take care of the next one in front of me, and the next one in front of me, and the next one in front of me, then we're in this position right now where people are sitting back and asking you, how important is your legacy? That's because you're starting to leave that along the way.
When you look at the amount of people who, you know, get fights and attention just for being controversial on social media, or just for being, you know, divisive, how hard has it been for you? I mean, you're just a quality, nice human being. I've had the pleasure of meeting you several times. But is that frustrating that, you know, in this game, it's not just about sometimes just the quality of fighting and how great you are as a fighter, but it's about these kind of things that happen outside the octagon?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it frustrates me. I know my position, and I'm going to play that. But we're living in a time to where being the loudest is the most important right now. People don't care if it's true. It's just being the loudest. That's what's important. I don't know how society eventually shifted to this. You know, there's a lot of different pollution that happened, but we live in that time right now, to where just being the loudest, as far as my opponent, just being the loudest and wanting to be seen and recognized, you know, there's no such thing as good publicity or good press nowadays. It's just press is press. The louder you are, the louder you are and the more outlandish you are, the more attention you're getting. And that's all people care about now is attention. I mean, just an example, let's look at these two. Look at them two young dudes from Miami, two island boys or whatnot. You know, I don't even bring them up. But look at this, what we're talking about. Them dudes
clown show.
Is dressing up like a dude for Halloween.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's like it's a costume. So it's like it's so bad that people have to share it. And we're all guilty of it because we do it.
Yeah, we're saying it's bad people are sharing it. But that's what I'm saying right now is, it's just that is the line has been blurred to where there's no such things as, oh, that's just, you don't know. Kids nowadays don't know. Oh, that's just being a clown. To where just that publicity is what's getting people paid now. So my opponent, just him being able to, you see him on the boat with the girls. The girls ain't even talking to him. The girls talking to themselves. They ain't even talking to him. They're not paying him no mind. You know, girls that he rented, you know, models. That's what he's doing because that's what he thinks is what's gonna sell. People are gonna talk about it. It's outlandish. If you guys saw our countdown, he in the club, this and that. Who believes that a professional fighter, you're standing in the club days before your fight? Come on, man. No one's buying that.
Did he earn by him? You whooped him in December 2019, and then he took out a you know, very total respect, but a very long in the tooth Tyron Woodley, who was getting to the end of it. Does he deserve to get a shot with you again? Was that enough, you think, for Covington to deserve the shot?
No, absolutely not. You know, like I said before, none of these guys really deserve it. It's just me. I'm coming around the track right now, and I'm picking who okay, you next. I'm calling a number. They all pick the number and they're sitting down in the desk. And now I get to, you know, pick the number. I'm calling the numbers. All right, number two, come on up. Come take your ass whooping. Number five, come take your ass whooping. Like, that's what I'm doing to these guys right now. I've already went through the division. I ran through each and every one of the guys. And now I'm just coming back around. I'm running through them twice now. I just went through twice,
and that was that was big money. You know, he was drawing a lot of money. I'm sure it made you some good money too. But now you unfortunately now whooped him twice, so there's no reason to see that again. So who else is out there? Is it Burns? Is it Wonder Boy? Who's the fight out there after Covington in this division that you think would really mean something for you?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Exactly. Covington, twice. Leon Edwards, twice. Burns, twice. I've come around the track, and now I'm just going through these guys. You know, I might do something crazy. I've already said it. Like, after this, these guys don't excite me anymore. Like, it's getting tougher. It's getting harder for me to have to leave my daughter for, you know, maybe 6 to 8 weeks away in Denver to train for these guys. And you know, they don't really excite me. They don't give me that fire. You know, now I fight like Canelo Alvarez. Now that's the fight that scares me. That's something that motivates me. That's what I want to get up for. You know, I want to try something different, something new. And that's probably something that's going to motivate me to, okay, we got to be afraid of this dude. We got to go.
How real is that? How real is the possibility of you and Canelo? Because that would be gigantic money. And let's be real, Canelo has an interesting fight coming up right here. But in general, Canelo seems to repeatedly have these fights that ultimately aren't that interesting. They're not huge names, and he usually toys with them. First of all, is that realistic at all? And do you, no disrespect, with how good he is, could you hang with him in a boxing match?
It's of course, it's something that scares me, because Canelo is you know, he's the pound for pound right now in boxing. And when have you ever seen the 2 pound for pound in combat sports in their prime go at it? It's never been done. It's usually they wait, or one waits till, okay, they're out of their prime, or they're old and they can't do anything anymore. Before that, they try to potentially get something like that together. It's very possible. You know, after this, just like you said, you know, he's picking guys that it's, you know, no one really necessarily knows. Kind of like all these little guys are doing in boxing right now. You know, there's no reason you have four of these champions, undefeated champions, you know, around the same weight class, but they can't get in there and fight each other. You know, they just hand-picking guys just to make money. But to risk it all, to step in there and go with the pound-for-pound, the scariest guy, and risk it all. And I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do that. And, yes, let's be honest, Canelo is very, very dangerous. But, you know, that's what I like. That's something that motivates me. That's something that scares me. And when you have a tiger backed in the corner that's scared, crazy shit happens. So, you know, I would love to test myself in that way.
Canelo Alvarez is 31 years old. He's got one loss and two draws. How old are you right now, Kamaru?
I am 34.
34.
34 years old, yes.
And you're a wrestler first and then a striker, correct?
Yes.
So making that transition to just boxing is even a stretch farther than being a striker. So you're ready for that challenge. It's a dangerous challenge. I'm glad you admitted it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a very dangerous challenge. But my coach, my head coach, is a boxing coach. He's coach boxing world champions. And so that's what I'm doing nowadays. I'm spending a lot of time in boxing. And boxing is just something that I love, that I've watched for a long time, that I've been a fan of for a long, long time. And, you know, it's one of those things that I love challenging myself. And so after you've run through guys twice and twice, you know, going through all these guys, you know, after a while, it's like, let's challenge ourselves. Let's do something different.
But you got to be careful here, because you don't want to look past this weekend and
no,
you catch a shot to to the jaw because you think it's sweet.
Nah, bro. Nah. You know, that's one thing. That's one thing you know about me is, you know, that I'm one of those individuals who's ultra focused. I never look past this weekend. I never look past this dude. You know, he's the most dangerous dude that I fought inside the octagon. Let's be honest. He's tough. He's gritty. He's gonna keep coming. You know, you literally have to put him down like I did the first time in order to stop him. So I am not looking past him at all. Absolutely not. You know, I'm just in a position to where it's after you've gotten through these guys and you've beaten these guys. Before I even get through this fight, people are asking me, what's next for you? What's right. next? And so I'm just stating that, you know, that's something that I would love to explore.
Do you have a different plan for this weekend? Have you changed or adjusted anything, or have you heard of him making any adjustments to meet you this weekend?
Well, if he's smart, I'm sure he has. And he has made adjustments. He's changed teams. You know, so he's gone to a different team, but he's only fought once. You know, he's not active. You know, a lot of guys in my division, for some reason, they're just sitting around kind of waiting and hoping that the champion picks them and they get a title fight. So he hasn't been as active, but I know he's switched teams. And I pay attention to that, but so have I. You know, in the time since our first fight, I've continuously defended my belt. And you can see the improvements. But for him, I haven't necessarily seen those improvements. But we will Saturday night. I want him to bring his best game, because I always plan for the worst scenario. I plan for the best opponent that I could potentially get. So I'm not really focused on that. I want him to be at his best. I want him to show me some new things, because it's something that I do better than everybody, and that's adjusting on the fly and finding a way to get the job done.
Is Colby still hardcore into his Trump, you know, Camaro, fake newsman, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, he's hardcore into that. But, you know, even Trump himself don't really get down with him like that.
Because he's a loser. Trump doesn't like loser. Loser.
What did you think of Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul? Was that a bummer for you to watch? You beat Woodley and kind of sent him on the path. He ended up losing his last four fights, and then he lost to Jake Paul.
This is what I'm saying right now. This is what everybody's hitting me with. Everyone's hitting me with, they pointing fingers at me and saying, this is your fault.
You did
this. It's your fault.
Why you do this? Kamaru, why'd you do that?
Man, it's just a place in life. It's a place in your career to where you get to. And I think guys just realize getting up and really putting yourself in a certain spot, in a certain place, to be able to be that dangerous individual. Some guys just can't do it after a while anymore. You know, and I have friends that have retired from the sport, and they let me know what it is. You know, at some point you just get tired of wanting to, that motivation to get up at 6 a.m. to really go hard, to really bring in that killer instinct. And for some reason, I just feel like Tyron's just having a little issue finding it, because we know early on in his career, we had that reckless Tyron Woodley that's willing to put you out or get put out. And now you know, we just kind of have someone who is cautious of his safety and really trying to protect himself in there. So the fights look a certain way. It's not the that killer that we're accustomed to, that we're used to. So, you know,
and he's 39. I get it. He's 39 years old too. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I understand that fighters do get to that point where they kind of lose that, but it's, I don't think I don't think he's recognized it yet. You recognize that you've lost that step and you take yourself out of the game, or recognize that you've lost that step and not try to put yourself in blockbuster fights like you're going to deliver.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Now he's just going. These are snatch and grabs, you know? Though. These are snatch and grabs, fam. These are, you know, everybody that fights these Paul brothers, they're going in to try to do every. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like everyone has like a mediocre fight with them so that they can have a rematch so they can get paid twice.
Yeah, but, you know, that's not really how I get down. You know, like he was talking mad reckless a while ago. Oh, yeah, I want to fight you. I want to fight you. That's not really how I get down. If we get in there, you know, chances are I'm going to change your life in a different way. And that was the thing with that. Like he did. At one point he was chirping back at me and chirping, and I just kind of saw it, and I just kind of shrugged it off. Like, man, come on, man. Let's be honest. If we were locked in there, I'm not going to be soft with you. I'm not going to go in and play with you and let you hang around for 8 rounds and we just watching each other. No, I will definitely put him down. I will put him out.
What would you do if you were Dana White and running UFC? What would you do with Jon Jones at this point? Finds himself in trouble again. Of course, many people think he's the greatest to ever step in the octagon, but the trouble now seems to be sort of outweighing the performances in the octagon. What would you do?
And I mean, I try not to really speak on certain situations because I'm not there with him. You know, I'm not there each and every day. I don't know his life. I don't know what's going on in their relationship. But I do understand that when you are as famous and then you are that individual as Jon Jones, anything that you do, there's a spotlight on. So if you go outside, you scream loud, guess what? They call the police. Hey, the champ is outside screaming loud. Now it's news everywhere. You know, so I try not to speak on the man's situation. That's his personal business. That's his life. I don't know what's going on there, you know, but if he's troubled in a certain way, I think, you know, he needs to look within himself and try to get that help because he's one of the greatest that we've ever seen in the sport. He's a great talent. And this is a man that I knew before mixed martial arts. Mm. I knew him before he came in. I knew him, I met him in high school while he was just wrestling. And so, yeah, I pray for him, and I hope that he gets the help if he really needs that help. But like I said, I don't want to speak on the man's relationship. I don't want to speak on his life. I just know that it's not necessarily the best look for the legacy that he has created for himself.
Back on legacy, is there a world where, and maybe this is already happening, is there a world where a Kamaru Usman gets to bring a fight to Nigeria or gets to start a program in Nigeria to start helping? Because there's a lot of fighters out there. There's a fight culture in Nigeria, too, that obviously hasn't made it to the world stage as of yet. Is that something that interests you?
Yes, a good question. We actually already have that in motion. We've already done one season. Teamed up with the company, the 5-4 company down there in Africa, and we've already done a season of a show which is similar to the Ultimate Fighter, which is a show that I came off of. We've mm-hmm. already done one of those, and we're looking.
Is that out for people to watch?
Looking, yeah. You can African Knockout is called AKO. And you can search that out. I believe. I don't know if we're on Netflix.
But I'm looking it up right now. African Knockout.
I don't know if we're. Yeah, I don't know if we're on Netflix, but you can if you Google it, I'm sure you can find the way to
there's an Instagram page, the AKO show.
AKO show, yeah. I'm sure to tell you the platform to be able to go watch that. We've done a season already, and it did great, you know, but now we're looking to take that thing all through Africa. We're looking to, you know, kind of take it as Nigeria versus Ghana, you know, Nigeria versus Cameroon, Nigeria versus Congo. We're trying to take that thing big, and we're trying to really show the fighting spirit of Africa, because that's one thing that we do best is fight, because we've been so oppressed for years and years and years. All we know is how to fight for our lives. Like, there's no part of the world that you will go to nowadays that you won't see. I went to Glasgow, Scotland, and there's Nigerians there, you know, right. So it shocked me. So that's what we do. We're survivors. You know, we know how to fight for our lives, and what perfect way for us to showcase that. Then creating a fight promotion there, because this is just a springboard. We start that fight promotion and we really get the news buzzing. This is a way that we can affect change. Is now you get all these programs that start to pop up. You get all these gyms that start to pop up, and these gyms don't necessarily know that they save lives. We see it here. We hear the stories over and over. Look at guys like Gervonta Davis as youngins. they walk into a gym and that changes the course of their lives. And so that's what we're aiming to do. We're really wanting to, you know, affect change and go out there and just give these youth an opportunity for them to be able to change themselves, their lives, and their families' lives.
Yeah, it's the AKO show on Instagram. Nigeria's first MMA reality TV show. That's dope, man. Salute to you for that, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Kamaru Usman. Who's he against again? What's the guy's name?
Colby Covington, Saturday night on, at the Garden on pay-per-view. It's a really full night of fights.
I love how you play these dudes, man. I love how you play these dudes when they come on the show. I love it. Hey, Isaac, bro,
Rosenberg, you going in the Garden this weekend?
No, I'm ordering. I'm going to be traveling, so I'm going to order from the hotel room.
Ooh, yeah, no, I'm on it this weekend. And then our girl, Thug Rose, is fighting too, right? That's a rematch for her.
Thug Rose has a big fight. Nice. It's a very full. Plus, the Gaethje fight, it's, you know, they do the Garden different. It's definitely, they come with a lot of heat. But I got to tell you, I get nervous. Like, Kamaru, you can't lose to Colby. Like, it will hurt my heart and my soul. So it's, and a lot of people feel that way.
Nigerians, the amount of Nigerians in New York that came up in New York selling CDs and working on Canal Street and their children. No, I'm dead ass. Yo, there's a whole, like, I know a lot of Nigerian kids who are like 25 years old who their parents migrated here, worked to get them to a certain level. They're doctors, they're lawyers, they're, you know, we got a lot of Nigerian friends that have worked hard.
And they're going to be in there.
They're going to be in the building.
Facts, yeah, we pick out here. Big facts. There's a lot of Nigerians out here. So, you know, they're going to show up and then we're going to show out, you know, Saturday night. We don't even put that out. There's no such thing.
Okay, yeah.
We don't put that out there.
I'll just be nervous until you win. Let me just say that. I'll be nervous until you win.
I'm nervous until I break their faces. You know, like, that's what it is. We keep it that way, but... You know, once I go in there, you know, I have to flip that switch and I have to handle business.
Kamaru Usman, man. Love, bro. Thanks for coming on.
We're fans, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.